or not. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All righty, guys. Hello. This is, I need to change that. I'm a prophet now, not apostle, but I'll change all that. I got a lot of work ahead of me, a lot of work ahead of me. I want to talk about something tonight, God's will and our will. And this is what I want to talk about, God's will versus man's will. We understand that we have the news in the media laughing at prophets right now because Ken Clements, a lot of the other prophets, we heard a lot of them say that Trump is supposed to be in office. Well, guess what? It ain't that they miss God. It ain't that they didn't hear from God, because they did. It's just that sometimes man gets in God's way. Sometimes the enemy gets in God's way. Now, was it God's will that mankind ever should have went out of the garden? No, it was not God's will. God's will was to them to stay in the garden and prosper, and God to have a relationship with Adam and Eve. That was God's will. But who's to know, man always messes up God's will. So was it God's will that Trump be in office? Amen. Was it God's will that a lot of these prophets was saying that Trump should have been in office? Amen. But guess what? Man always gets in God's way. They always listen to the enemy, and the enemy always tears tread where God is trying to bless. Now, if this occurs, we must do something about it as Christians. We must, number one, we must pray that God's will be done. We must pray that God's will be done. Now, a lot of times when we pray, things don't happen the way we think it should. The way we think it should. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. People say that it was God's will that Biden got office because he got office. No, I forbid you not. There was too much prophecies by different prophets around the U.S., saying that Trump should have been in office, and Trump still should be in office. And that's what God wants. But who knows, God don't always get what he wants. Matter of fact, mankind always gets in God's way, and they always listen to the enemy. That was always from the beginning, guys. Adam and Eve failed God because the enemy tricked them, but they still went the opposite direction to what God told them not to do. So here we go. Does God always get his way? No. Should God always get his way? Yes. Should God's will be done in our life? Yes. Yes. But what is God's will for your life? I'm glad you asked. I'm fixing to tell you God's will. God's will for your life is to prosper well as your soul prospers. God's will for your life to be in good health. Come on. Are we seeing these things? No. Because we don't receive instructions to get God's will. See, everything God orchestrated in the Bible always had instructions to get to his will. See, Jesus had to do God's will, but he had instructions. He said, you must die. See, we don't like hearing instructions. We don't like instructions, and we definitely don't like to be told what to do. We want to do it our way. We don't want nothing over us telling us to do it his way. And we definitely don't want God's kingdom here on earth, because if we did, we wouldn't be doing it our way from the beginning. Now, we all know in America, the White House has been corrupted since day one. It's always been a crooked place. They've never cared about America. They've always cared about their pocket, whoever was in office. It never was about we the people, as Abraham Lincoln said it was. It never was. And that's why they kicked him out of office. And that's why they kicked Abraham Lincoln out of office. That's why they kicked John F. Kennedy out of office. Because they cared about the people. as God wants them to. Just because you're in leadership don't give you the high authority to control people when you're under somebody that you need to be listening to, which is God. We have a swear in. When they swear in, they put their hand on the Bible. They swear before God. This country does. But do we do what God tells us to do? No. Satan is always in leadership, not in just the White House, folks. He's always in bosses and everything else. Satan's always messing around with leadership because he knows leadership can affect more people. You want to find Satan? Find him in leadership. Find him in your boss. Find him in leadership over a country. Find him and I'm telling you, that's the most wickedest place you'll ever visit. Go to the governor over Georgia. Now, the Bible tells us we need to be praying for our leaders. We fail to do that. We need to pray over our leaders because that's where Satan is at the most. Because he wants to control the leaders so they can control more people rather than one. See, Satan is smart. He wants to control a multitude of people instead of one or two. So he attacks leadership. That's why he attacks the man in the home, because he's supposed to be the leader. That's why he tries to attack us rather than everybody that follows us. He's always attacking the man in the home. Always. Oh, you don't need to be the man of the house. Let her be the man of the house. No, God put the man over the woman for a reason. And yeah, I still believe that regardless. Well, you don't understand, my husband ain't spiritual. Well, you know, you need to pray your husband in. Oh, woman, how do you know that thou can save thy husband? Oh, man, how do you know y'all can save thy wife? Listen, you got to pray this stuff in and pray that God makes him a leader. Because really from the beginning of the garden, he's supposed to lead anyways. That was God's will anyways. But we know God's will don't always get done. Okay? We understand, oh, if it was God's will that Trump would have been in office, he would have been in office. No, because God's will don't always get done because man gets in the way all the time. If God's will was getting done, guys, then we would see revivals in every church, but guess who gets in the way? Mankind. They always get in the way. They always get in the way. Everywhere they go, they get in the way. Well, guess what? There comes a day when God says, you know what? I'm sick of mankind getting in my way. And that's where God is now. That's where God is now. And I'm speaking a prophetic word to you guys tonight. That's where God is now. He's tired of mankind getting in his way. And you're going to see a result of this occurring. I'm telling you, you are. You're going to see a result of this occurring to the people. God is supposed to manifest himself in leadership across this nation and governmental. He's fixing to do it, guys. He's fixing to set the board straight. You watch and see. Because whether you think Trump should have got it or not, that was God's man, and it's been told by numerous of people. And numerous of prophets. Do I believe the prophets of the Lord? Yes, I do. Do I believe prophets are God's main guys? Yes, I do. And in the Old Testament, when they didn't listen to them, some of them got killed. Yes, I do. Some of them got killed. Oh, God wouldn't do. He wouldn't do no such a thing. You know what? You need to read your Bible, honey, because I'm going to tell you something. In the Bible, God burned up a whole city because of a bunch of queers. Come on. Yeah, I said it. A bunch of queers. Now, let me tell you what's wrong with that. God didn't create you to like the other. God didn't create you to like the same spouse, okay? God didn't create you to like a man, and God didn't create you, woman, to like a woman. He didn't create you for that. Now, is that God's will? No, it never was. But do we always do God's will? Well, no. Of course not. God's will never gets done because man has to always get in God's way. Well, guess what? I'm speaking tonight, and I know I hear from God. God is saying tonight, I will have my way, saith the Lord. I will have my way. You will see when I have my way. I will part the Red Sea right in front of you, just like I did in the Old Testament, saith the Lord of hosts. I will have my way, saith the Lord. I will have my way. You will see. You will see. I'm tired of mankind getting in my way. I created this earth. I created you, and I created the woman after you. I created the babies. I've created the trees. I've created everything on this earth. You will not get in my way, saith the Lord. You will not get in my way. I'm angry. I'm angry, saith the Lord. I am angry. I'm angry at mankind because they are gotten my way for years. And I've sit back patiently waiting for my will to be done. But now it's going to be done whether you like it or whether you don't, saith the Lord. Guys, I'm telling you, God is not playing around. God is not playing around. He ain't playing around with your childish stuff either. He ain't playing around with your well, you, Jason, you didn't see God. I don't care what you think of me. I could care less. I could care less if anybody likes me. I could care less. Listen, this is God's ministry. He's going to have his way around here. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to have it his way. Or the highway. And we ain't going to have no playing around junk around here. I'm telling you. And I'm not playing around with laziness anymore either, because God's tired of that. He's ready for people to get on board and start doing his will. And don't listen, be unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He's not putting up with no ignorance or tolerance either. He's not putting up with it, guys. I'm telling you, God is very angry right now. Yes, he is. He can be angry. He got angry a bunch of times. I noticed that number went down when God started speaking. Listen, I don't care. You're either going to do it God's way or the highway, Jack. Listen, I know this is 21st century, but I'm speaking back in history when God told people, listen, if you don't listen to me, then stuff's going to happen. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, the rapture is coming, and when the rapture's coming, the 7 years of tribulation coming, and don't think God ain't going to have his way. God is waiting patiently. He's had mercy upon this country for a long time. A long time. Do you know how crooked the White House has been? You won't know the truth. You know how crooked they've been for years. Years. And I'm going to tell all you pastors something too. I know you're going to see this video. I'm going to tell all you pastors out there talking about, oh, we need to stop division. We need to stop division. Well, you're not going to stop it in this hour. You got to know what hour you're in. You're in an hour of separation between good and evil. Know your season, pastor. I don't care how big your church is. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Sitting on social media telling people we need to stop division. Come on, know the prophetic hour you're in, sir. Just because you've got a mega church don't mean that you're at a top level with God, because God is doing the separation. God is doing the separation. And why he's doing the separation? Because he's tired of evil overcoming good. And there must be a separation. And that's what God spoke to me in that kitchen the other day. He said, a separation come and get used to it. I got to be bold. I got to say, thus saith the Lord. I can't be afraid of you. I got to be afraid of him. See these hands? He told Ezekiel, he said, listen, if you don't tell them what I say, the blood's going to be on you. And you know what? I'm washing my hands of you guys. Listen, I got to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I don't care what you think of me. I could care less. I got to do what thus saith the Lord. But you know who I answer to? I don't answer to you. I answer to God. You know another thing? I'm going to tell you something too. You know, everybody says, well, you got to obey the laws of the land, Jason. That ain't the Christian thing to do. Let me tell you something. Peter and Silas, this is what he told me today. He said, Peter and Silas didn't obey the land. Let me tell you why they didn't. God said, you don't have to obey the land when they come against my will. Why should I listen to authorities when they're coming against the main authority? They're coming against the main authority. Who's the main authority? What did he say in Ephesians 6? He said, you masters according to the flesh, know that you got somebody over you too. Just because you got authority behind your belt and you think you got authority to say this and say that, but you don't. God's over your hind end. See, I can't hang around pride and arrogant people. They don't listen. They don't listen. They don't want to listen to you. They think that just because they got a big church and mega church, they've been in ministry for years, they think they have top authority in God. You don't. Sorry. You better get over your pride and arrogance. Just because God blessed you with a big mega church and you've pastored a 400 something people or maybe a 2,000 or 3,000 people and T.D. Jakes has come to your church and all this stuff, I don't care who you are. You got to understand something. The main authority is God, not you and your church. You arrogant, pride, sorrowful crap, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Some people don't even know what season it is. They don't. They don't even have a clue what season we're in with God. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what season we're in. Well, Jason, you don't speak love. I'm not supposed to speak love. Did you see any prophets in the Old Testament speaking love? No, they speak judgment. No, they speak what thus saith the Lord. Did Nehemiah speak love? No. Did Jeremiah speak love? No. Did Jonah speak love when he went to Nineveh? He said, listen, you got to turn from your ways or God's going to destroy this city. That sounds pretty harsh, don't it? No, God means business. And God is tired of America. And I'm speaking this, and I hope this video goes far and beyond, and I want you to share it if possible. God is tired of evil prevailing over his land. You understand, this ain't your land, Biden. This ain't your land, Trump. It ain't nobody's land. It's the G-O-D land. It's God's land. You understand? God led a Christian here years ago on a little sailing boat to find this land. And this has been his land since day one. And you try to overcome him and his land, he's very angry. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. But just know who found this land, Christopher Columbus. And Christopher Columbus was a Christian. Yes, he was. God used that man to find this land, and he dedicated this land to God since day one. And you know what? God owns this land now. Not you. Not him. God. Now, that means God has to say so. But does God get to say so? No. We swear on a Bible when we swear into oath, when we go into so-called presidential, but do we listen to God? No. Don't tell me you're listening to God and sitting wanting to kill innocent children. Yeah, you're listening to God, all right. You think God's going to tell you to go kill innocent baby children and give the okay to do it? You think God's going to tell you to force a vaccine on people? that sometimes it kills some of them, and you don't care. You think God's going to tell you to abandon your own people over in Afghanistan? I don't think so. They ought to get you for treason, be honest with you. I don't know that whole matter, but you know what? All I can tell you is what God is telling me. And I'm not speaking no hate speech. I'm not speaking, but pastors, I'm going to tell you something out there. If y'all candying this and y'all saying, oh, we need to keep the peace and we need unity, it's not going to be any unity. There's a division in the land. Open up your spiritual discernment and see what hour it is. It's not an hour that we need peace and we need harmony. We know that. But peace and harmony is not going to get it anymore, sir. Peace and harmony is not going to get it anymore. The church has always rubbed people off. Well, we'll pray for you. Well, you can pray for them until you're blue in the face. Until they stand up like Moses and say, Pharaoh, let my people go. See, Moses stood up to Pharaoh. It's not a sin to stand up to what's wrong. It's not a sin to stand up for what is right. We as a body of Christ, we've always hid in the church, oh, we need to seek peace and harmony. It's not going to be peace and harmony, sir. It's never going to be peace and harmony. You know what Trump did? Trump provoked a prophecy. You know that? When he was in office, he provoked a prophecy that was set on this earth, on this land right here. And it made the devil mad. And it did. It caused a separation and division. But guys, have you not read Revelation? Have you not read that when the Lord comes back, he shall separate the goats from the sheep? He shall separate the wheat from the tares? The season you're in is a separation. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a season where God is going to take the godly and separate it from the ungodly. I'm telling you, you need to know what season you're in. Quit looking with your fleshly eyes, pastors. Quit looking, well, everybody's fighting about this COVID. Everybody's fighting about this. Everybody's going to be continue fighting because you've got good and you've got evil. And evil and good just don't get along. I don't care. Some of them's in your church, pastor. They playing like they the Christian, but they stirring the crap up. Listen, God is fixing to separate that stuff. God is fixing to say, listen, you don't need to be around proud and arrogant people because all it takes is turmoil all the time. I told my wife a while ago, I'd love to hang around my brothers and sisters, but all they got is strife, envy, and all this stuff. They argue all the time. They bicker. Sometimes it ain't even you they're doing it with, but they always trying to start something because they evil. They serve a God you don't serve. They got devils you don't got. That's the whole problem. They never will be unity until the devil is thrown into the pit, guys. Would I love unity? I would love it. I would love to come into a church and everybody just love on each other and get along. You know, I had that in my church for about 20 minutes one day. I thought, man, it's going smooth in here. Everybody's getting along. But you won't never have that. I would love to have that. You will have that when people come in one mind and one accord and serve the same God you serve and the same belief you believe and the same doctrine you believe. But see, here's the thing. The people followed the apostles' doctrine and they kept the apostles' doctrine. So therefore, they was in one mind, one accord. The book of Acts come along, the Holy Ghost fell. But who knows, everybody that comes in your church is not in one mind and one accord. But you're a big megan pastor. You know, you've succeeded. You've went to Lee College and all this stuff, and you got all the credentials, but it don't mean a hell of beans what you got behind your back. If you don't have discernment, if you don't have close relationship with God, what good is it? And don't think you're going to come over prophets and tell prophets what to do. Well, you wrong, prophet. Go ahead and rebuke a prophet, and let's see where it takes you, big man of God. See, even some of these pastors have arrogance and pride. You know what, God? God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. You don't even know what hour you're in. You don't know what time you're in. There's going to be a separation. The wheat and the tares, the goat from the sheep. And the reason why it's going on, because God is trying to do something. Do you think everybody's going to go to heaven? No. Everybody's not going to go to heaven. I want them to. I would love them to. I would. I would love everybody to be in heaven with me. I would love my children to be. But, you know, it's not going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Even Jesus said there'll be one in the field, one gone. What does that mean, guys? Separation. Separation. God's took many people out of my life, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they were evil. Because they were evil. They were no good to God. They were evil. They loved evil more than good. You got to understand something. You got to love God more than anything on the face of this earth. More than your kids. More than your wife. More than anybody. You got to love God that much. Yes, you do. And you can't put your church before God neither, pastors. You can't put your ministry before God either. You can't put nothing before Him. And don't tell me you don't, because you spend more time doing church stuff than you do in your word. You spend more time trying to get everybody come to your church more than you do in your word trying to seek the Lord. Seek me, if I may be found. You know, I love this ministry stuff, but you know what? I would rather be preaching to one person and have a relationship with him than be so busy doing ministry than falling my relationship with him. It's nonsense. I've been there. I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I'm humble enough to tell you everything I'm preaching to you, I've been through. Everything I'm preaching to you, I've been through. Everything. I've put ministry before God. And that's why God took my ministry from me. He took it. He said, Jason, I'm not going to give you a ministry if you're going to put ministry before me. That's nonsense. I would rather have him than a building. I would rather have him than a wife. I would rather have him than children. That's just how I feel. You know why? Because I come from him. You know why? Because before I was in my mother's womb, he formed me. You know why? Because before the foundations of the earth, he created me in his image. You know why? Because he knew Jason was coming on the scene in 1978 in Noonan Hospital at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know why? He knew I was going to have blonde hair. He knew everything about me. He formed me in my mother's womb. That's why I love him more than all. That's why I love him over you. Why would you put your kids before God? Why would you put your spouse before God? Why would you put your finances before God? He created you. He gave you breath. He was with you when your kids didn't even exist. Why would you trade him for anything? We do. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, let God, let your wife walk out on you. See how much you serve God then. Oh, I know some people, and I'm speaking to you too. Oh, you let your ministry fall and see how well you serve him. Let all your money run out and see how well you serve him. You'll see what you put before God. You'll see what you put before God, and you see what you love more than God. Let God take one of your children and see what you do. See what you do. I'm preaching to you stuff I've lived. I won't never put my children before God. Never. I didn't, my son, when he died, I didn't get offended at God. All I read was in Romans 12, God works all things together for the good to them that love him, were called into according to his purpose. God gave me that son when he was little. You know what? God, I live and God, I die. You can stick a something in my mouth and tell me you're going to kill me. You might as well go ahead and kill me, but I'm in it for the long haul. I love God to my death. Listen, it says in the word of God in Revelation, they love not their life until death. Oh, they were sold out back in, buddy. You better believe it. They were sold out. They didn't play with this walk with God either. Not no hanky-panky stuff like we do. Oh, God, I'll serve you until you take this. And when you take this, you'll be like Job. Listen, Job was an upright man. He got tested in all his ways. And you know what? Job didn't. Job told his woman she's foolish. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Job also got tested in his body. He still didn't turn his back on God. Listen, in Job 42:10, God turned the favor around and he said, you know what? This man right here has been tested. And I've tested him. And I've tried him. And now, if you let him pray over you, I'll hear you. Why? Because that man went through a test and he passed every one of them. I like what Satan said. No, I like what God said. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Oh, he loves you because what he gave you. He said, take everything he's got. We'll try him. You don't think God tries you? You think I got this anointing on my life for free? Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. This anointing I got on me now was not free. I paid a dear price. I've had people walk out of my life. I've had children come against me. I've had children's death. I've had everything. Every test you think you could throw at me. You know what? I still love him just the same. People says, I don't see how in the world you can still serve God. I do because I'm in love with him. I do because I love him more than all. I've had women walk out on me. I've had wives walk out on me, cheat on me, just walk out. I've had children come against me, don't want nothing to do with me, call me a rag dog when I was nice. I've had it all. I don't care. Nothing will separate me from him. Because before you come along, he was there. Before you come along, he was there. He was there before children even was existed. Why would I put anybody before him? Why would I put anybody before God? I've been tested. I don't know about you, but I've been tested. I've been tested in many different ways. I've had a wife walk out on me. Which, you know, women are women. You know, they do what they do. But you know what? That ain't offending me with God. I didn't walk out on God because she walked out on me. I got tested with a child's death. Most people get angry with God and tell God to go take a hike because you took your child from me, Lord. And they stop doing God's will. They stop doing God's will because they lost a child and they're still offended at God. God can't offend me. Because I love him more than all. God will try to test you to see where your heart lies. He will. He'll take everything you got just to see, just like Job. He said, try my servant Job. He's an upright man. Oh, Satan said, he just blesses you because you blessed him. You know what Job said? He told his wife. His wife said, why don't you just curse your God and God? He looked at her. He said, woman, let me tell you something. You think I need you? You really think I need you? I don't need you. I need God. And this is what he told her. He said, woman, you speak foolish. He was getting tested. See, God has to test something before he uses it. So don't think you're getting in ministry and think, well, you know, Lord, you can use me big. God won't use you big until he tests you. He's got to test your character. He's got to test you to see where he can pull you from and see what you collapse at. Because if you collapse, he can't trust you. You can ask my wife in there, I've been tested. You darn Skippy, I've been tested. And I ain't bound for nobody. And you ain't getting my crown. I got a crown waiting on me in glory. You hear me? I got a crown waiting on me in glory. And you ain't taking it. I'm going to do it what thus saith the Lord, whether you like me or whether you don't. Whether you agree with me or whether you don't. Whether you're friends with me or whether you're not. But there is a separation in the land. And know the times and the seasons of God. I'm telling you. Oh, we need to get along. We need to stop this division, as pastors are saying. Well, guess what, pastors? I would love to see that too, brother. Don't get me wrong. I would love to see unity in the body of Christ. But right now, there is division in the land because God is doing it. Separation has come because God is tired of evil prevailing over good. Listen, evil will not prevail over good from this day forward because good is going to stand up in the land like Pharaoh and tell my people, let my people go. That's what he's going to say. And that takes boldness to do that, brother. That takes boldness to stand up and say, let my people go. Go against the grain. You got to go against the grain. They ain't going to like you. Oh, well. For God I live, for God I die. Somebody ought to testify. I mean, for years, that's what we've done. We've sit by and let evil prevail. Church, it is our responsibility as Christians in America, Christians of this globe, to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord, God owns this earth, and you will not prevail no more. Because God wants to take his people to the promised land. And if you're not his people, then oh well. That's your problem, not his. You should have got on board years ago. He loves you just like everybody else loves you. But you know what your problem is? You got a stiff neck and you turn against God's will, whether he loves you or whether he don't. And don't think you going to heaven when you close your eyes and you curse God down here and treat God and come against his will like you do. I'm sorry, bud. You ain't getting in the pearly gates. You getting in the ash gates. The ash gates is the pits of hell. The very bottomless pit. It's a bottomless pit because there's no ending to that pit. You'll begin to fall and fall. And that's why Satan wants you to fall. Because he's going to fall. And you know what this? I'm going to say this in the end, guys. The most stupidest thing I thought of this evening. I thought of this. And this is what I said. I said, you know, it takes a stupid man to really fight for something that you know you're going to lose. That'd be like me trying to play football with Alabama knowing that I'm going to lose. But I go ahead and play the game anyways. Satan knows he's going to lose. He already knows the end. That's why he's trying to fight, because he knows his time is short. He knows what judgment he already has before him. He knows that God is going to throw him into the bottomless pit, and he's going to be there forever in eternity. And everybody that followed him is going to be there with him. And I told you early, everybody that follows Biden is going to have his judgment on you too. So you better watch following him. And that come from God. That didn't come from hate speech. I don't hate Biden. I would love to see Biden repent. I would love to see Biden say, you know what? Guys, you're right. God wants me out of this office. And you know what? The only rightful thing is to give it to the president that won the thing. But he won't do it. I would love to see that, guys. I would. And I'd love to see him come to the Lord and go to church, be filled with the Holy Ghost. We all want to see that. But he won't do it. You know why? Because he's got P-R-I-D-E. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. A lot of us has got that. We don't want to give up our pride for nothing. We think we're superior. We think we're over God. We don't need God's help. I'll show you how to do this, God. I'll show you how to run this country. I bet you will. You don't even go to prayer about anything. I watch you. I watch you, Biden. I watch you. You don't pray about nothing, brother. Oh, I pray in private. No, you don't. I bet you don't ask God nothing before you do it. Nothing. Just saying. If you're a humble person, you'll ask him about every decision you make. The Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. Listen, when you're humble, you will ask him before you do it. You won't just do it out of spare moment just because you feel it. Because, you know, the Bible says, lean not to your own understandings, but acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. We can't lean on our understanding because God's understanding is greater than ours. He knows what this country needs. Exactly what it needs. He knows your enemies. And believe me, America's got them. They just hidden in the bush. And they're about to reveal themselves. Guys, I want this whole country to be peace. I want this whole nation to be peaceful. I want families to be peaceful, to get along. I want everybody to get along, not fuss. But it's never going to happen as long as evil is in the land. As long as Satan is reigning in the land, trying to provoke evil for good. Guys, it's never been this way. It's never had harmony. Well, you had it in some places. You had it in some places in churches, of course. But there's always going to be a bad apple that ruins the whole bunch. It's always been this way. And it will never change until the end of days. It'll never change until the Lord comes back and separates the good from the evil. The only way that you can stop a tree from bearing bad fruit is you got to pick the bad fruit off of it. You cannot grow bad fruit with good fruit because eventually it'll ruin the good fruit. Jesus told you guys, you can't put old wineskin into a new bottle. You got to get rid of the old wineskin and get the new bottle. You can't put them together. They're bust. Guys, it's always going to be a separation. It's always going to be good versus evil. It's always going to be people can't stand to be around you because they got devils. They love the devil more than they do God. That's just the truth. I would love to go into church and everybody walk in unity, everybody in the same mind, same court, you know. Who don't want that? And God wants that. But it's never going to be until people stop listening to what Satan has to say about it. Just say it. Guys, that's all I have today. I hope you enjoyed this. I know I did. God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Remember, there's God's will and there's man's will. God bless y'all.